This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
Well, thank you very much, and this is our final podcast for the 2023-24 bowling season. And we've had a great year, and I want to share some highlights for this past year. I want to recognize once again all of our tournament champions. We want to recognize our 300 game bowlers, our 800 series bowlers, our 700 series bowlers for the ladies, all the bowlers who had 11 strikes in a row. And we also want to recognize our Youth City Tournament champions. And let's start with the youth. The tournament was held at Northway Lane, so it was hosted by West Michigan USBC up in Muskegon. And a couple weeks ago, they had the event for two weekends. And we have the final results for the bowlers at Bowl in Holland. For the Division I boys, Noah Vandervelde finished in third place. He had a 6-10 series with 637 with his handicap. Eloy Martinez had a 504 for fourth place with a 576 handicap score. In the Division II boys, Aiden Sin from Holland was the champion of that category. He had a 676 series with a 766 with his handicap. Also from BAM, Jackson Skipper had a 642 series with a 762 to take second place. In fifth place, Division II boys was Logan Dirksey with a 565 with a 658 with his handicap. Brandon Galicia had a 509 for a 656 with his handicap to finish in sixth place. Division III boys, Joshua Chapman finished in third place. He bowled a 450 series with a 714 with his handicap. Asher Ball finished in fourth place with a 409 series with a 670 with his handicap. Caden Olson finished in sixth place, bowling a 329 series with a 605 with his handicap. In the Division IV boys, Dakota McDaniels had a 431 series with a 650. And in fifth place was Thomas Barnes with a 272 with a 617 series. Carson Veltheist in sixth place with a 114 series with a 697 handicap score. In the Girls Division A, Brittany Fortney was first place with a 618 rather series. Also, that was her handicap score as well. In the Division 7 girls, Lily Fortney finished in second place with a 400 series with a 670 with her handicap. And Carly Veltheis with a 236 in Division number 8, D girls, 236 series with a 614. I want to thank all the youth bowlers for participating in the annual city tournament. Let's take a look at the high games for the ladies for the season. It took a 267 game or better to get into the top 10. Christina Sherman and Alyssa Fortney both had games of 290. Val Guerra and Chelsea Bosher both had games of 289. Katie Vintainen had a season score of 280. Dawn Chamberlain with a 279. Courtney Garbalink with a 278. Kaylee Pardue with a 268. And two bowlers with 267s, and they were Peyton Beverwijk and Jordan Kirkland. High series for the ladies for the season. We had four ladies that had 700 or better. Jordan Kirkland was the leader with 725. Katie Vintainen in second place with 724. Christina Sherman had six 700 series, a 720, a 715, a 711, a 708, a 704, and an even 700. Just a few weeks ago, Alyssa Fortney had her first 700 series, a 703, in Friday Night Rollers. Also in the top 10, which was 673 or better, Kaylee Pardue with a 691, Lori Kirkland with 691, Dawn Chamberlain with 688, Courtney Garvelink with 680, Jennifer Serbell Thomas with 677, and Tammy Dahlman with a 673. Let's take a look at the 300 games for the men. We had 17 300s, and these are in alphabetical order. Keone Berig, Tom Buchema had his first 300 ever. Chris Brummels, Todd Dahlman, Paul Duff Jr. had 2 300s during the season. Jeremy Duran, Nick Coinga, Logan Crocker had his first ever 300. Kevin Meschke had his first 300 ever. Jim Rennick with a 300. Scott Smith, Mike Torres, Josh Verberg had 2 300s this season. And then Chris Wawick and Bob Zuverink. We had 3 800 series during the season. Nick Coinga leading with 811, which was bowled in the city tournament. And Nick Walker with an 804 and Bob Zuverink with an 803. We had 27 bowlers that had 11 strikes in a row, which received awards from the local association as well. And they were bowled by Jeremy Baum with a 296, Brett Beverwhite with a 298, Matt Cook with a 290, Alyssa Fortney with a 290, Virgil First with a 299, Ward Grigsby 299, Ryan James had a 290 and a 298, Brandon Juries with 279, Charlie Kirkland 299, John Lewandowski with a 297, Sean Medellin with a 279, Eric Moore with a 299, Brian Moore with a 297, Casey Moore with a 299, Todd Nagel with a 298, Steve Petrie with a 299 and a 290, Justin Rios with a 279, Rich Ray with a 296, Keith Scram with a 279, Mike Torres with a 295, Chris Wabick with 299, Nick Walker had two games of 297, Shane Weshey with a 290, and Bob Zuverink with a 299. So congratulations to the bowlers that had 11 strikes in a row. We offered all of our 300 and 800 and 700 series with 11 strikes in a row. They could either take the award that the local association gives out, or they could donate the cost of the award to our charity, which is BVL, which stands for Brightening Veterans Lives. The people that donated their award to BVL in the 300 games were Keone Berry, Todd Dowman, Paul Duff, Ward Grigsby, Scott Smith, and Bob Zavery. In the 800 series, Nick Coinga donated his award to BVL, as well as Bob Zavery. For the ladies in the 700 series, Jordan Kirkland and Katie Bentinen donated their cost of the award to BVL. And then 11 strikes in a row, Jeremy Baum, Virgil First, Ward Grigsby, Ryan James, Charlie Kirkland, John Lewandowski, Brian, and Casey Morin both donated their awards to BVL, as well as Nick Scram and Nick Walker. Our charity, the BVL, while we're talking about that, we donated, I think it was $5,100 this year. This year we'll be giving a check to the Veterans Organization for over $5,900. So we raised $800 more during this past season than what we did the previous season. So congratulations to all of our bowlers to being very generous to our bowling charity, which is BVL. We want to recognize our tournament champions for the season. For the women's tournament, it was a team event handicap was won by Acrofab. Renee Fortney, Caitlin Fortley, Carol Vincent, Stacy Barnes, and Alyssa Fortney teamed up together for a 35-86 handicap total. The actual champions in the team event for the women was the women's all-city team, Skylar Beverwhite, Jordan Kirkland, Chelsea Bosher, Dawn Schaberlin, and Lori Kirkland. Singles event handicap champion was Iris Mendenhall-Wigan, and the singles actual champion was Tammy Dowman. Doubles event champions were Carla Wigan-Mendenhall and Iris Mendenhall-Wigan. They won the handicap division of the doubles. And actual doubles champions were Kaylee Pardue and Christina Sherman. Winning the all-events handicap in the women's tournament, Natasha Yavara. And all-events champion was Christina Sherman. In the 500 tournament, this is our holiday tournament, the 500 tournament actual champions was Allison Rohorst. And the 600 handicap champion was Peyton Beverwhite. The 600 actual tournament champion was Monica Solis. And the 700 handicap division for the holiday tournament was Carlo, or the senior division was Carla Wigan-Hall, Mendenhall-Wigan, and Iris Mendenhall-Wigan, for they won the senior doubles. Senior singles champion was Iris Mendenhall-Wigan. In the Mary Beverly tournament, Alyssa Fortney was our champion. with a score of 834. In the Open Tournament Champions was won by a team called Doghouse, Brody Hyman, Randy Stenholm, Jason Hedges, Brian Martinez, and Derek Laskowski teamed up for a score of 35.89. The actual champions were Graphic Science and Embroidery, team number 2, Todd Dowman, Keone Barrig, Jeremy Duran, Derek Laskowski, and Jim Rennick, total up with a 31.79. Singles event actual champion, Bob Zivarink, and singles handicap champion was Jim Post. The doubles event handicap champions were Jack Wiest and Dan Sherman. And the doubles event actual champions were Nick Koiga and Courtney Slider. The senior event handicap champions were Jack Wiest and Dan Sherman. The senior event singles handicap champion was Jim Post. All events handicap champion was Dean Dowman. And the all events actual champion was Brian Morin. The holiday tournament for the Open was won by, the 500 tournament was won by Brandon Sabota, and the 600 handicap champion was Jason Hedges, and the 600 actual champion was Jack Wiest, and the 700 tournament handicap and actual champion was Scott J. Smith. Our city tournament, we certainly want to recognize once again our very loyal sponsors, Mervine Beverage, Graphic Science and Embroidery, Skiles Pizza, My Home Systems, and Jim Rennick with Auto Owners Insurance, representing Burr & Company. We also want to thank Jim Rennick for his sponsorship for the podcast and making these 30 weeks of bowling information possible every week. And we'll be looking forward once again to next season. Our season starts the day after Labor Day, which I believe is September 3, and we'll have our first podcast on the Monday after that. So once again, thanks to all of our loyal listeners. We appreciate you, and we'll be looking forward to providing scores again next season. Thank you very much.